Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Investment Insight, presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. I'm Bradley Covert, sitting down today with Brent McKay. Brent, I've heard the term value-added tax, or VAT, thrown around a lot. Can you kind of explain what that is?
Right. So value-added tax is a tax that taxes basically, it's a little different than a sales tax. So it's the idea that, hey, if you're making a car, for instance, let's say that you say there's a tax on the steel. So, Volkswagen goes in and they go buy the steel from a company. Well, when they buy that steel, instead of them paying a sales tax, they pay the sales tax, but then they get a credit from the government where they got, if they bought it in Germany, from that company where they get a credit against that sales tax. So that in that car, every little piece of that car, which normally have a sales tax in production, you get a credit back for what you paid. Then when the car gets completely done, you pay a 20% plus tax on the final sale versus every step in production. So most countries around the world use a value-added tax or a VAT to collect taxes. In America, we use a sales tax, which is much lower, but is on different phases in the production process when you're selling stuff. Mm-hmm. And so one of the big issues is most countries find this VAT tax as a way, hey, you have a tax, then you have a credit. Of course, it's kind of complicated because you've got all these credits and you got to do the taxes and you're giving the money to the government. The money's holding onto your money, then you kind of get it back, and so it's a different form of taxation. Well, with a lot of the tariff talk, a lot of information going on, this VAT tax has been a process. But the rest of the world, in order to be a little bit more competitive, has pretty much adopted the value-added tax as a way of taxing goods and services, but then crediting back the different stages of production so that the end vehicle or the end product doesn't cost as much money with a value-added tax. Now, in America, where we don't have a national sales tax, but we have normally a state set up for sales tax, it's a little different, right? Because each state taxes their own sales tax. And the federal government doesn't give you credits back because you bought something in Minneapolis or if you're in Tennessee. And so that's a big issue with that. But one thing to understand is most countries around the world are now using what's called a value-added tax. So it's a very good thing to understand because a lot of times if you go on a trip to Europe, you can actually get some of your money back that you put in when you buy goods and services because sometimes those purchases qualify for a credit.
Wow.
And so the government actually give you back sales tax money you spent if you bought something in Germany or Japan or Italy, those kind of places.
That's good to know. Brent, thank you for talking to us, kind of explaining that. That makes a big difference. Thank you for joining us as well. We'll see you next time.